This is Q2, and I'm your host, Jed Disler, this hour on Hammered. You know, I've been thinking that the long tradition of making piano transcriptions or paraphrases is kind of a precursor to remixing today. For example, composers like Franz Liszt would take pre-existing music and he'd completely transform it into something new and original. So today on Hammered, we're going to explore different manifestations of this idea. And we're not going to start with Liszt, though. We're going to start with Radiohead, as arranged by Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you.
music of Radiohead as totally transformed and played amazingly well by Christopher O'Reilly. My name is Jed Disler, and I'm your host this hour on Hammered for Q2. Debussy's Pelléas and Mélisande is an opera that you wouldn't really think would lend itself to the piano because it's very introspective and it has a subtle aura and intricate text. Yet the late, great Ivar Mikhashov managed to make a marvelous piano transcription, as we'll hear right now.
Thank you.
The intermezzo and final scene from Debussy's Pelléas and Mélisande, transcribed and performed by Ivar Mikhashov. My name is Jed Disler. I'm a pianist, composer, and a real bona fide keyboard maven with you this hour on Hammered for Q2. The next piece is actually a composition of mine that was written in 1997. It's called Assault on Pepper. I'm very fond of that title. And I think it evokes the spirit of the Beatles and certain gestures of songs from their most famous album, but without actually and literally quoting the songs. And when I was writing this piece, I didn't think that I would incorporate spoken text, but it just kind of evolved organically. Anyway, I hope you like it. Assault on Pepper. Ago today that I formed my first rock band, the Maraschino Grape. We rehearsed every afternoon in the wilds of New Jersey. We played weddings, bar mitzvahs, we played shopping malls, we even toured with a clown act. The manager of the clown act came up to us one day and he said, "You know, you guys are talented, but you need a theme song." I said, "Nobody's had a theme song since 1937. He said, "I don't care. I want you guys to have a theme song." So we went back to the wilds of New Jersey and we rehearsed one afternoon and came up with a theme song. And this is how it went. Thank you. Mr. Kite? Mr. Kite? Mr. Kite? Mr. Kite? Mr. Kite? Mr. Kite! Mr. Kite, Mr. Kite, Mr. Kite, Mr. Kite! Mr. Kite. Mr. Kite, Mr. Kite, Mr. Kite. Mr. Kite. Mr. Kite, Mr. Kite. It was true. Mr. Kite was my first piano teacher. He was very nice to me. And whenever I'd come in for a piano lesson and I would get nervous and I'd play all kinds of wrong notes, Mr. Kite would say, "There, there. Don't worry, you'll get it. Just put the pedal down."
Thank you.
It's really getting near the end. Don't get mad at your school. Every little thing will be cool. You don't have to be a fool. So don't get mad at your school. Modulation. Don't get mad at your school. Every little thing will be cool. You don't have to be a fool. Don't get mad at. 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 Don't get mad at your school. It was hate at first sight. 400 pounds of meanness squeezed into a nurse's uniform. My younger brother and I had to call her Aunt Rita. She was hired to take care of us. She was really mean and nasty, and she made fun of me when I refused to eat my London broil. Finally, one day, my younger brother marched up to her and said, "Aunt Rita, you're fired." He was 4 and a half years old. Thank you. This is Q2, and I'm your host, Jed Disler, for Hammered. We just heard a composition by myself and with me at the piano, Assault on Pepper. That was a recording from March 1999, made at KPFA in Berkeley, and many thanks to Sarah Cahill for that recording. You normally don't associate Glenn Gould with Ravel or with any French music for that matter, yet Gould actually prepared his own, shall we say, de-orchestration of Ravel's La Valse for a television show, and this recording eventually came out on CD. And instead of the kind of dry-eyed reserve that you often get from Gould when he's playing Bach, here, I think the pianist really lives on the edge, and the performance really generates amazing tension and nervous energy.
Thank you.
pianists Martha Argerich and Nelson Freire playing the variations on a theme by Paganini by Lutoslawski. And right before that, you heard Glenn Gould in his own arrangement of Ravel's La Valse. My name is Jed Disler. I've been your host this past hour for Hammered, and we've been listening to music that rewrites history, transcriptions, and paraphrases. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned on Q2 for Nadia Sirota.